man. Feeling pretty perky. Feeling pretty perky. Oh, I'm getting a flashback. I'm getting a flashback! Do you think I'm mad when I say I believe in reincarnation? Do you think I'm mad when I say I believe I lived a life a long, long time ago? Back in the Holy Roman Empire. As the Emperor took us faithless. And together with my bride, sleeves baggy as sin. We lived an idyllic lifestyle. But like all great emperors, I had to go to war. And so, they built a ship. A massive ship. That I would captain across the sea to battle the Visigoth hordes, to rape and pillage, to come back with jewel and spices. I'll never forget the day of the docks, as the men said goodbye to their women. It was a touching sight as Gildonius held Felatia in his arms, as Hardonicus kissed Vaginitis, as Pod Poppius bid a fond farewell to Syphilitigus. I said, come then, come! Spartacles, kiss your wife Puntagius already. We must be off! For Scidius! Have you seen Philopia? There was general confusion as men in duffel bags loaded aboard our massive ship. Testicules was there with the spyglass saying, I looks like a good day. It's a favorable tide to make way. I said, thank you, Testicles. Take care. Tell douchebaggius to load my bag below. Tell limpwangius I need to see him for a moment. All right? And so we laid out our plans. I said, well, it looks like the charts are ready for favorable sailing. Blue Ballius, take the wheel. I have to say goodbye to my wenches. And so I said a fond farewell to the sweet missus that made me so happy. I said a fond farewell to Felatia, my favorite. To Volviolata, I kissed. To Endometria, I caressed. Menstruatia, I just gave her a pat on the butt and said, shave for me, would you? You too, menopausius. I mean, you know, come on. Get yourselves lined up here. I said, Hymenius, I shall be back for you. As soon as I'm back from war. I said, all right, Smegmacles, fill the mainsail, avast the mizzen, Namnotsios, take the helm. And so we cast off. I had my slaves there, stroking a stroke. God, we must make time. I had Scrotocles holding one big oar. I had Ejaculus holding another. My most powerful men. Flatulus, come on, strike! Strike! Hemeroidocles, don't loaf there. Let's see it. Come on, strike! Strike! Come on, Spermacles, let's see it. Strike! Out of way, Circumcisius. Show them how it's done. Dickweedius, up there to the crow's nest. Watch for enemy shipping. And so, with the men getting their backs into it sweating, we made away until finally we lost sight of land. Yeah, I sent Circumcisius around with a big bucket of water, and he ladled it into the lips of the slaves as they labored, hands bleeding from popped blisters on the powerful oars. Finally, I stood before them, the whip in my hand. I said, gentlemen, gentlemen who power this ship through the brawn and muscle of their backs, I have some good news and some bad news. First, the good news. A 15-minute rest period! And they all cheered, yay, as they let go of the oars, rubbing their hands, leaning back, resting, aching backs. I said, that's right, 15 minutes of rest. That's the good news. The bad news is that after the rest period, I want to do some water skiing.